insurance agent Chad Schopmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. Morris Manufacturing. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Canteen is Brazil's home of excellence. Excellent Mexican food. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Pizza King in Brazil, your official WAMB Northview postgame show sponsor. Brazil Pizza King, your first stop after the game. Ellis Law. At Ellis Law, they do it all. Call 238-9000. And by Refreshment Services, your Pepsi Cola distributor in the Wabash Valley. Now, let's go courtside with Corey Clark and Brad Wallace.
Well, it's been well over a month, and I don't mean that irregularly. It has been well over a month since we've had a basketball game or any sporting event broadcast on WAMB. Brad Wallace to my right, Corey Clark with you. Dave Crooks back in the studio in downtown Brazil. We're at Terre Haute South High School. A little later start than we originally thought, but Northview Lady Knights are back in action tonight, Brad, and I'm just thankful we have sports to call.
Yeah, it's a great Tuesday night. Nothing better to do than listen to a little Northview girls basketball. A lot of girls on quarantine. Coach Key said he's lucky to have his starting five here tonight. So, it's bounced back. He said it's been 30 days today since they dribbled a basketball and played a game. So we'll see how rusty these Lady Knights are, because they only got to practice yesterday.
Yeah, and a lot of people think right now Northview 2-1 on the season. This will be their fourth game on the year as we enter almost a halfway point of December. Brad, and you look at it from a standpoint of Northview, you mentioned that they're down five, but I think the big point is win, lose, whatever happens right now, I think Coach Keys and company are just happy to be on the court.
Yeah, that's what Coach Keys said before the game, Corey, is, you know, this kind of feels like summer basketball.
Yeah.
You really don't know what's going on, you know, and you walk in, there's not a fan in the stands, there's a camera operator up behind us, you got coaches to our left on the Northview bench, coaches to the right and Terre Haute South bench, we got three officials, five scorekeepers, and me and you, and that's it in this gymnasium.
And they can hear us pretty darn well throughout the game, I guarantee it. If you're wondering, Terre Haute South, what do you mean? That's Wednesday. Well, let's backtrack a little bit. Late last night, things happened. South Vermilion was supposed to be Northeast Pony at home. Things got switched. Terre Haute South stepped up. So it's going to be a first, and it's a 2020 season unlike any other. A home-and-home series between Northview and Terre Haute South. The girls' basketball teams today at Terre Haute South, girls' side. Tomorrow will be at Northview. Same two teams play each other. So
yeah, and Terre Haute South coming in 3-2. The Knights 2-1. It's going to be a good, good match for both of them. But you know, like I told Coach Keys, I said, how do you prepare to come out of quarantine and play the same team twice? I said, this isn't something you really look at. He said, well, we're going in tonight as a practice and try to knock the rust off, and then tomorrow night we're going to go out and we're going to try to adjust anything we need to adjust. He's getting two more players back tomorrow, and hopefully that'll help out, because we said, he's got a starting five, and then he's dressed up some freshmen and some JV players to fill the bench.
Schedule right now, it's a pretty busy one tonight at Terre Haute South girls. Tomorrow at home versus Terre Haute South for the girls, and then Friday, the boys basketball team, we'll talk a lot about them because the Wabash Valley Classic, we'll mention that a little bit. But the boys' basketball team opens up their season finally. A boys-girls doubleheader starting at 6 p.m. on air at 5:45 against West Vigo at Northview High School.
Yes, and I'll tell you, it's going to be one of those things Friday night that Coach Baylor, he's in the same situation Northview with, but they've had a game. But he's young. He's got a lot of young players, and they opened up. Who'd they play? Was it Owen Valley? And they lost to the big Atkins boy who put up almost 30, I believe.
I feel like he's been playing for 10 years.
He has. Him and his older and little. He's got a little brother, too, that's an eighth grader. So we're going to be calling that Atkins name out Owen Valley for years to come.
Man, that same
and they're
sectional.
They're all 6 foot 20.
Well, taller than I'll ever be. You look also Saturday, 1:30 p.m., an original weird start time. But another boys game, nonetheless, at Sullivan. Big, big test to begin the year.
Yep, and boy, I'll tell you what. Tonight we've got two veteran officials and then one newbie, and it'll be fun. Jay Slater's done it for a long time. DeMoss done it for a long time, and then you got that little short, bald-headed guy that we won't give him much kudos over the air. But we'll see if he can keep up with the two veterans.
We'll break this one down and more. Talk about the classic schedule coming up from Terre Haute South High School. It's Northview. Terre Haute South, you're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
For 120 years, Great Dane has led the industry by creating premium transportation solutions. Our champions are a valuable part of what make our products a success. In Brazil, we are driving innovation and accelerating technology. We need dedicated people to keep our trailers and truck bodies moving forward. By joining our team, you will earn competitive pay, health benefits, insurance, 401k, and more while working in an environment that places safety first. With advancement opportunities, training, and tuition reimbursement, the road for your career is wide open. Come be a part of a legacy of excellence which began in 1900 and continues today. Call Human Resources at 812-448-6267 to get started on your journey. And go for great.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back here at Terre Haute South High School, Coach Zach Keyes and company getting ready to take on the Terre Haute South Lady Braves and Northview Lady Knights back in action for the first time in well over a month. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you. Dave Crooks back in the WAMB studios in downtown Brazil. We do have some exciting news. We'll break this one down, but the Wabash Valley Classic we're more than happy to talk about.
Yeah, the Wabash Valley Classic coming up. It's 4 days of basketball, Corey. 28 games, and we'll bring you all 28 games through the DLC Media Network. We talked to Dave Crooks into it, and we're pushing right along.
Yeah, all games taking place at Terre Haute South High School can be heard right here on WAMB. All games taking place at Terre Haute North on that side of the bracket can be heard on our sister station, 104.9 WAXI, on the final day. You can hear all those games on both combined. It's going to be a fun day with Brad Wallace, myself, Dave Crooks, JT Jeffries is helping out. And we still have sponsorships available. Get a hold of us at 812-420-2518.
Only a few spots, so yeah, if you really want to get on board, get with Corey or Dave. Yeah, I mean, if you get with me, I'll put you in contact with them. But I'll tell you, right now, that's no fans. I've heard they're talking tonight that with the change in Vigo County, it might be two fans, two parents of guardians. But we don't know that for sure. But, hey, what a better way to reach out to avid listeners, because they average 2,600 people a day attend the Classic. So, you know, there will be – throw in the radio numbers on tap of that, Corey. You've probably got 5,000 people listening throughout the day. 4 days after Christmas, when almost everybody's on Christmas break, home listening – why not advertise on DLC Media?
What's your favorite part about the Classic every year?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. My favorite part is there's no class in basketball when it comes to Wabash Valley Classic.
Yep.
I've seen Linton. I've seen Park Heritage when they were Rockville. I've seen them come in here and just dominate. Marshall won it 1 year. The Illinois schools aren't in it this year. Then you look up here, Corey, where's the banners at for Terre Haute South? They've got the 2004, 2007, and 2013. Todd Wolfley's got about 45 banners hanging up at North. Northview's got two of them hanging up. I mean, anybody can win that Classic. And the best thing about it is nobody's a favorite. Bloomington South's coming into it this year. They're not a favorite. You know, we got Coots, a team from Northern Indiana. We don't know anything about them. You said they're a 1,000-student school or whatever. You know, they might come in
thousand
here.
Thousand town.
Yeah, thousand town. They may come in here and clean clock. You never know.
Yeah, you got that first day. We'll give you the quick rundown. Bloomington South takes on Couch. Riverton Park against South Vermilion. Northview takes on Terre Haute South. Cloverdale takes on Sullivan, all on WAMB. And on WAXI from Terre Haute North, Edgewood takes on North. West Vigo against Shackamack. Greencastle against Linton. And North Central against Park Heritage. Pretty fun draw right there.
Oh, and it's got, you know, You look down through there, Corey. You got to win the first day to have a chance to win it.
Yeah.
You know, you go into a consolation bracket. So if you have one bad game the day after Christmas, when you're talking about adolescent high school kids, you know, they got to come out. Some of them, 10 a.m. start. A 10 a.m. game the day after Christmas, you got to come out here. If you come out here and lay an egg, you're in the consolation bracket. You have no chance of winning the championship. You can play for the consolation championship, but you don't get a banner to hang out.
Our couch's about 3 hours away, too, so talk about a long, early drive that morning after Christmas. We'll break this one down. We'll talk more Northview Lady Knights basketball when we come back. Not much to look at due to the fact there hasn't been many games this year, but we'll figure out something. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark, 4 minutes till tip right here on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Winter is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Just under about 3 minutes till we get underway here from a fanless Terre Haute South High School. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you. Northview, Terre Haute South. First game of a back-to-back tonight at Terre Haute South, tomorrow at Northview, 7:30 p.m. tip-off, 7:15 pregame if everything goes as planned. Brad, you've been looking up research on John Harrell, and what'd you learn about this matchup?
Well, last year it was 60-53 Northview. That was on December 3rd. John Harrell's predictions, Northview 58, Terre Haute South 39 tonight. Coach Zach Keyes, 71-56 in his sixth year at Northview, while Coach Will Stahl in his second year at Terre Haute South, 11-18. Sarigan ratings, the Knights are 68-19, 125th overall, and ranked 38th in Class 3A. Terre Haute South is 52.03, 232nd overall, 82nd in 4A. Northview coming off the win at WRV 56-43. Terre Haute South lost to Columbus North 64-24 in their last outing.
From a standpoint, you're looking at Zach Keyes. We talked to him prior to the game. And you kind of mentioned what they could do, but when you're coming back after a month hiatus, you're coming back, you've only played three games, you don't have everybody on your roster.
You played three games and took 30 days off.
Yeah, what do you do?
Well,
And it's not like they took 30 days off and practiced.
No, they didn't. They couldn't. So what does Coach Zach Keyes do? He comes out here relying on the fact that he's only got one senior, Katie Anderson. You know, that's it. He's got a young team that he's coached. They know the program. They know the process. So what he's got to do is got to come out here and go fast. Go right to the hoop. Keep everybody out of foul trouble because of the limited players. And the other thing coach got to do, he's got to rely a lot on the shooting of Tara Pierce.
We'll take one more break when we come back. Get ready for starters and tip-off here. Northview, Terre Haute South on WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. Come celebrate the big finish 2020 with some savings that are on the nice list. Employee Pricing Plus continues and now even includes some 21 models. Jeep Grand Cherokee, $275 per month. Jeep Renegade, $119 per month. 21 Ram, $1,500, $299 a month. Check out our inventory at yorkcdjrbrazil.com and see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Thank you for your attention. Let's all work together and make it a positive celebration for the student athletes. And we appreciate your school, Ligo County School Corporation documents. Thank you.
And there goes the national anthem played here at Terre Haute South High School. And let's go ahead and look at the starters real quick as we welcome back Brad Wallace. The North Unites are a little, well, lesser on the roster side due to quarantining and everything else along the lines. They'll start with number two by point guard Macy Timberman. And then number four, Tara Pierce. Number 10, Katie Anderson. Number 30, a forward, Audrey Spencer. And number 40, Hannah Dawson. And Audrey Spencer, one person to highlight. She's been, last time we called games here about 30 days ago, she handled the ball more than Timberman. She's got very good at it.
Audrey, you know, she did really good as a freshman. She came in and handled the ball really well, drives to the basket. She's not the tallest of girls on the floor, but, boy, she plays big. She plays strong, very athletic, Corey.
Terre Haute South, number four, Zeta Hatfield. Number 12, Peyton Shipley. Number 22, Michaela McAdams. Number 23 of Carmen Ellis. And number 25 of Paige Baldwin.
Well, they're getting the place fired up for all these fans on their feet and cheering loud, Corey.
Yeah, all the fans. A couple C-team players behind us, a couple recordings. But we do appreciate you listening right here on Timeless Classics, WAMB. 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, 106.9 in Brazil, 11:30 AM and online from anywhere at WAMBradio.com.
Looks like some changes there.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for my roster.
Yeah, Katie Anderson's not. She's in quarantine. She was on the list. It's going to be 33, and that's going to be Sydney Maurer starting for the Knights instead of Anderson. So the Knights will start 2, 4, 30, 40, and 33. Timberman, Pierce, Spencer, Dawson, and Maurer.
As we get ready, Northview in their gray uniforms. Terre Haute South in their white uniforms. Just happy to say we have basketball to call here tonight, Brad.
Yeah, and thanks for all of our sponsors. We talked about sponsor for the Wabash Valley Classic, but, Corey, we can't do it without the ones that support us year-round with all the sports. And, man, what a football season and football broadcast schedule we put on this year. It was nice and fun.
And the tip-off is underway. The Lady Braves come up with it. And they originally go the wrong way, but they'll turn
over
around,
back.
And it'll be over and back, Northview basketball.
Even the officials had to think about that one. They're as rusty as we are, Corey. But Scott DeMoss, the head official over there, he got it right. Jay Slater, DeMoss, and Mr. Brian Cotti officiating tonight here at Terre Haute South.
And Spencer will bring it up the floor on the right wing. Spencer crossed over drive, loses it off her knee, and it's a turnover. Terre Haute South comes up with it going in transition. Driving all the way, the right hand up and through for Zeta Hatfield.
Hatfield picks up her first two, and the Knights trail quickly on a Spencer turnover.
7.5 to go now. The Knights have a chance to tie or take the lead in the early going. Spencer on the near side. Spencer, step back three, rims in and out of the iron, off the mark, rebound and near travel. Terre Haute South has it with Shipley going the other way.
Spencer threw that up, back iron, and rebound with the long rebound, Terre Haute South.
Shipley tossed it in the corner, pump fake, and a foul will be called on the reach-in there by Audrey Spencer.
And you can't have can't get that foul when trouble. You're playing short. Nope. 1 minute into the game.
One person on the bench right now, and that one person will come in.
She moves down. Coach Keyes has Dawson. Has Dawson move down to the coaching spot.
Emma Dawson on the bench with Coach Keyes alone night. Terre Haute South is just moving it around the perimeter. Back up top. Backcourt violation will be called. Another one of those. It'll be Northview basketball.
Two turnovers there by Terre Haute South to start early. And the Knights will have it.
Maurer inbound right here in front of us. Now Timberman, the first time touching the ball on the volleyball line. Back to Spencer. Spencer will drive inside. A body foul will be called near the free throw line on Terre Haute South.
That's Hatfield picking up her first. Zeta Hatfield with 2 points and one foul. Team's first.
On the Great Dane scoreboard. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil scoreboard. It's 2-0. Terre Haute South on top. North, you see a little confused. They'll get the ball in now. Spencer.
Four across, down low. It'll be a high ball screen.
Hands off to Timberman, top of the arc. She'll drive, spins, drives in, throws it in the corner. Wide open for three is Maurer, in and out. Ball is loose, picked up by South. In the near side, take it in transition. Hatfield, 15-footer, left free throw line, no. Rebounds loose. Timberman will fight for it. So will Lady Brave. It'll be a jump ball.
Northview basketball on the turnover possessions.
6:24, a little bit of ugly basketball, but that's expected in the early going. Spencer, near side to Dawson. Dawson back to Timberman. Tosses to the right side, long three. Rolls, no good off the mark. Pierce, last time we did a game, she hit about, I think, six threes in one quarter.
Yes, yeah, five in the third quarter.
Five
yep,
in the third.
Six for the game.
She can shoot. The Knights are still scoreless in this one. Lady Braves. Hatfield drives, up top, three-pointer, off the left side, ball's loose, long rebound, out of bounds, near side, it'll be
off of Northview. That was off Dawson's left hand. So
yep. One official came in and corrected it.
Baldwin with the deep three there.
Hatfield has it near the volleyball line. Hatfield will cross over, drive, right hand, no foul. She'll get her own miss, reverse layup up and out, no good. Rebounded by Spencer. She'll push it. Spencer coast to coast in transition. Got it. Tied it two.
Audrey Spencer took it coast to coast. Used her left hand. Put it high on the glass and ties the basketball game up 2-2.
5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Hatfield left wing. She'll penetrate inside the arc. Whistle will be blown.
Sydney Maurer's going to pick up her first team second foul for the night.
The one thing the Knights can't do, Brad said, he can't get in foul trouble here. Shipley will inbound it from underneath their own basket. On top to Hatfield. Back to Shipley. Left wing. Shipley will dance with the basketball. Chest pass near side to Baldwin. Baldwin takes it up top. Paget. Hatfield, right side, 15-footer. She's got a nice stroke to her.
4 points now for Hatfield, 2 for 4 from the floor. Braves pick up a 2-point lead, 4-2.
Under 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter of play. Maurer has it up top, hands off to Timberman. Catch and shoot three to take the lead off the mark. Getting up a lot of shots. They just aren't falling in the early going.
0-for-4 from the three-point land.
Hatfield drives. She'll draw a foul. She'll go to the line for two attempts.
That's going to be a two fouls. I don't know if it's on Audrey or, nope, it's on 33. It's on Maurer. That's her second.
And it will be on Maurer. Hatfield at the line will get two. It's up and off the mark. Broadcast is brought to you in part by Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. That's Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. And I want to. Hatfield makes the next one, makes it 5-2. How loud are we? Do you think everybody can hear us on the floor too, Brad?
Yeah, I'm sure they can.
No fans.
5-2, the Knights trail here.
Audrey Spencer gets it off to Timberman. Back inside, foul drawn. Pierce will go to the line.
Foul's going to be on Paige Baldwin. That'll be her first, team second. Oh, sorry, white 10, Kirsten Paget, not Paige.
Coach Keyes will talk to his team. It's hard enough, Brad, that you haven't played in 30 days, let alone now the fatigue of it, but you only have one person on the bench.
Yep, Pierce's first free throw is up and good. Cuts the lead to 2.
4:28 to make it a one-point game. She'll get it.
2 for 2 from the line is Tara Pierce.
5-4 on the Great Dane Trailers of Brazil scoreboard. Going right to left, near side, back on top to Hatfield. She'll dance with it. One-hand scoop, right corner. Padgett for 3. Off the mark, going up to get the rebound. Dawson, she'll miss it as Timberman comes up with a loose ball. 2-on-1. Timberman, Pierce, left block, loses it. Timberman will save it from going out of bounds, and now they'll slow it down with Spencer near the volleyball line. Spencer up top, Timberman. Dribble handoff to Maurer. They're going to dance around the perimeter to Spencer. Near a turnover, she'll take it, drive. Gets it blocked by Hatfield.
Nice block by Hatfield.
Hatfield will go inside. One-hand pass down low to Baldwin. Baldwin will get it. Spencer up ahead of Timberman. All by herself, the Knights miss it. missed a wide-open layup, and you could see the fatigue setting in already.
Macy Timmerman with the breakaway layup and puts it high off the glass and just misses the front of the rim. Knights really needed that.
5-4, long three for the Braves. Hatfield, she has all 8 of the points for the late Lady Braves.
Hatfield, you know, she picked up that three, but that was off of a Timmerman miss on the free throw, and Coach Keys can't be happy with the first 3 minutes of this game.
8-4. Lady Braves have the lead. Knights had a chance. Timmerman on the left wing. Catch and shoot, open three. Rims out. Dawson rebound down low. Fires it out top. Feeds Pierce. Pump fake. And they're just going to swing it along the perimeter now. Down low. Pierce. Pierce on the right block near travel. We'll just hand off to Spencer. Backdoor cut. No kickball violation was called. The Lady Braves have it going the other way.
Second turnover for Audrey Spencer. She threw it away.
18-footer for Hatfield. Short. Ball's rebounded. It hits the top of the head of Shipley. Out of bounds. Northview ball.
8-4, Corey, and the Knights have got to get some offense going here. They're 0-for-5 from behind the arc early in this game.
First substitution of the game coming in will be Emily Dawson. So you have the twins on the floor. Pierce on the right wing. On top to Dawson. Swings at the Spencer on the left wing. Now Timmerman free throw line. Takes one dribble. Kicks out corner. Pierce air ball. Rebounded by Padgett. Padgett will push it up ahead. Baldwin taken away by Spencer. A turnover on Terre Haute South. We're at the 2-minute warning in the opening quarter.
That's turnover by Spencer. That forces a third turnover for Terre Haute South. But the Knights' offense just flat.
Spencer, three. Got it. Nothing but net. 1-point game.
Finally.
This game's brought to you by Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Knights are 1-for-6 from behind the arc.
It's in Maurer. It's going to come back off the bench. Down low. Padgett puts up the right hand. Got it to go.
First 2 points by anybody but Zeta. Hatfield
for the Braves. 10-7, 90 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Spencer, volleyball line. Left-hand dribble, far side. Picks up her dribble now, gets it in the hands of Hannah Dawson. Bounce it, Timmerman. Moving it along the perimeter, long three. Spencer leaves it short. 1:12 of Hatfield in transition. She's dangerous with the basketball, but Audrey Spencer takes it away. A foul on the reach-in will be called. Is it on Terre Haute South?
Yeah, it's going to be on Terre Haute South. Looks like it's going to be on number 22 or 25, Paige Baldwin. That's her first, team's third.
Audrey Spencer will get a break. Coming in the game will be Sydney Maurer. 67 seconds remain till the second quarter begins. Knights trail by three. Let alone pretty decent despite the shots, the fatigue, and not playing basketball in 30-plus days. Timmerman up top. She'll drive. To make it a 1-point game, she'll get hacked and go to the line for two.
Looks like the foul's going to be on Padgett. Nope, number 25, that's Baldwin. That's her second. Within 13 seconds, she gets two fouls. She's going to come out and coming in for the Braves, number 32. Who do you got? It's 32, Corey.
Coming in for 32 for the Terre Haute South Lady Braves is Neera Evans.
Neera Evans.
And then here comes number 14. Had to take off her practice jersey. Number 14. There is no 14 on the roster.
Maddie Corrigan.
So it's Maddie Corrigan. That tells you the state of things right now. Not many people come off the bench normally without a number in the early part of a game, but that's what happened. Both free throws were good. It's a 1-point game. 45 seconds.
Nice
Timmerman
tip.
Knocks it away. Runs into the scores table right in front of us.
Nice hustle there by Macy Timmerman coming after those two free throws.
If you got to worry about fatigue, that's one person. She's like the Energized Bunny. She doesn't slow down anyway.
She don't slow down when she sleeps.
38 seconds. 10-9. Terre Haute South right to left on your radio dial. On the left side, Hatfield, long three. Beautiful. How about that? In the face of Hannah Dawson, who's 5'10".
11 points for Hatfield, and the Braves lead by four with under 30 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Timmerman will run point with Spencer on the bench. Timmerman near side, 15 seconds. Timmerman will dance around in the volleyball line. 10 seconds. Coach Key said at five, you go. Six, five, Timmerman will go. Near side. Macy, step back, three, leaves it to the right. Ball's loose, rebounded up ahead to Hatfield. She'll throw up a three-quarter shot. Buzzer sounded anyway, and that is it on the Great Dane scoreboard after one quarter. Terre Haute South 13, Northview 9 on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
13-9, Terre Haute South on top by four, and you could say a hectic first quarter, Brad.
Knights 1-for-8 from behind the arc, 1-for-2 from the floor, and 4-for-4 from the free throw. Charity stripe for 9 points.
I'd say one thing you want to suggest is try to stop Hatfield, but another three coming off the pick and pop, no good for South. Here comes Audrey Spencer in transition. She'll penetrate, drive. Throws a little shoulder, isn't called. Puts up the right hand, won't go in. Out of bounds, Lady Braves ball. Audrey, what do you want to see more of on the offensive end? Just driving to the bucket?
No, run some offense. We're just shooting it. We're not even playing. The Braves, 2-for-4 from three-point land, 3-for-6 from the floor, and 1-for-2 from the free throw line in the first quarter.
Hatfield step back, 12-footer off the mark. Audrey Spencer, the Knights trail by four. She has the ball. She's on top. Takes a screen. Behind the back dribble. She has good handles. Gets it off to Timmerman now. She'll spin away. Little, on top to Maurer.
Little zone going on
and
here.
And travel on Sydney Maurer.
It was. And that's the third turnover for the Knights.
Turnover.
Four for Terre Haute South. Three for the Knights.
Game's brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call him at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Long three, partially blocked, I believe. Timmerman will save it. Diving out of bounds, gets it to Audrey Spencer. Timmerman not slowing down, neither is Spencer. Timmerman up top. Had Pierce wide open in the corner, but Timmerman will take it. I'm guessing partially blocked from behind. No whistle is called. Here comes Hatfield going right to left.
Nobody guarding Tara Pierce. I can't understand why we're not feeding her the basketball.
Hatfield, 18-footer, just in front of the three-point line. Partially blocked by Hannah Dawson. Spencer comes up with the air ball. Spencer spins, kicks out, finds Maurer in the right corner.
Double dribble.
And she'll double dribble now. It's back-to-back turnovers for Sydney.
Junior with two mistakes right away, and we're going to have a sub coming in. That's going to be Emma Dawson as Maurer's going to go to the bench.
Sydney Maurer will come out of the game. Dawson will come in. It's Emily Dawson with Hannah Dawson on the floor as well. Right to left. Hatfield still on the floor. She may never need a break. Terre Haute South moving the ball around with Evans now. Evans to Hatfield in the corner. Driving, puts up a shot. Drew the contact. She'll go to the line for two.
That foul is going to be on Emily Dawson. That's her first, team's fourth. Hatfield's 1-for-2 from the free throw line here. The only Brave to shoot, Charity Stripe in the first, and the back iron and no good. So quiet in here tonight, Corey.
Yeah, 13-9, Hatfield next free throw, rims in and out. Still a 4-point game. Knights have a chance to make it a one possession. Audrey Spencer will go left to right. Near side wing to Timmerman. Timmerman and back to Spencer in the corner. Takes a screen from Pierce. Spencer will drive with the right hand. What a move.
Now, if we run an offense, we get some points.
13-11, 5:48 to go in the second quarter.
Kids don't realize all this practice they put in, all these plays, Coach, if they just run them to work, they don't practice it for no reason.
Hatfield on the near side, crossover, drives, left hand. She'll get that two right back to go up four.
13 points now for Zeta Hatfield.
15-11, 5:26 to go in the second quarter. On the Great Dane scoreboard, Timberman near side. She'll drive, baseline, right hand, blocked from behind. And who got the rebound? Hatfield.
2 points for Macy Timberman, struggling on the shot tonight.
Hatfield to Evans on the right wing. Feeds in the far corner, catch and shoot, line drive. Three. Ball's missed, rebounded by Spencer. One on three. She'll take it anyway and just throws up a crazy shot. And she'll be out of bounds. It'll be Terre Haute South ball.
Not a very good offensive set there by Audrey Spencer. She was covered by three South defenders and still tried going to the hoop instead of just stopping and letting her teammates come and catch up with her.
Shipley will go right to left. Shipley near the volleyball line. Puts it on the right side to Evans. Evans down low. Overshot the pass. Timberman intercepts it. Timberman, 2-on-1 with Pierce, puts up the 10-footer, no good.
Macy sure has struggled shooting the ball tonight, Corey.
And another bad errant pass by the Lady Braves. It'll be a turnover, Northview ball.
Six turnovers for the Braves in the first half.
15-11, 4:32 to go in the second quarter.
I forgot how fun it was calling basketball, Corey. I love it. Fast-paced.
Man, we'll go ahead and quickly thank York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one. You are.
You're number one at
York. Can't sing. Timberman near side wing. Off to Spencer. Now Spencer will have a turnover. You keep a track of turnovers, Brad?
Yeah, that's three for Audrey Spencer, and that's five for the Knights. So six for the Braves, five for the Knights, and we still got just over a half a quarter to go here in the first half, and we trail 15-11 on the Great Dane scoreboard.
4:12 to go in the second quarter, 15-11. The Lady Braves score hasn't changed for the last couple, but Spencer will pickpocket. She'll drive right side, miss the open layup. Dawson will try to save it, spike it out of bounds. It'll be Lady Braves ball.
Audrey Spencer got that layup blocked from behind from Hatfield. Nice offensive to defense there by Hatfield as she got her pocket picked, but she came right down the floor, stayed right behind Audrey, timed it just right and hit that layup from behind.
Shipley near side will lob it far side now to Hatfield. Back over to Shipley. Shipley pump fakes, drives, partially blocked. Good job by Timberman. It'll be a jump ball. Knights basketball, 3:44 to go in the first half.
That'll be another turnover for the Braves. Brian Cotti in on that call, really right on it, blowing the whistle, showing the jump ball call like he knows what he's doing out there, folks. It's fun to watch.
3:36, 15-11. Now it's Spencer, far side wing. Spencer. Penetrates, baby floater. A foul will be called on the floor. Will it be on the shot?
I think that's going to be on Paige Baldwin. Nope, 32. That's
Evans.
Evans. That's her first. Team's fifth.
And it's going to be underneath the basket. Timberman will throw it in. Pierce gets it on the right wing. She's taking 1-3 attempt. Missed the first. Timberman spins, drives, loses it, gets it out to Pierce. Open three. And it's short.
Dawson's touched every rebound. She hasn't got them all, but she's touched so many of them to get them out of bounds. Hannah Dawson, 5'11", I think they got her listed at.
3:18 now going right to left. It's Hatfield open for three in the corner, and she'll leave it a little too strong. Rebounded by Spencer. Spencer, 3-on-1 action. She'll keep it herself, go up, and it'll be blocked out of bounds.
That's where Audrey's got to know she's in trouble and just stop.
Jump stop.
Yeah. Just stop. Stop at the volleyball line and get an offensive set.
Oh.
A 3-1 fast break when you got the one is not good.
Pierce for three leaves it long. Evans will chase down the rebound. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be Terre Haute South basketball.
Tara Pierce 0 for 4 from behind the arc tonight, and everything's been long. They need to stop, take a deep breath. They're playing too fast. They're not thinking.
Maurer will come back in the game in place for Emily Dawson.
Tara beating herself up over missing that shot. She just needs to take a deep breath, reset herself.
Yeah, everybody does. It's game one of 30 days plus off. And another turnover. It'll be Northview ball now.
9 turnovers for the Braves as that was dribbled right off the foot of number 12.
15-11. I don't know if the score's changed since the very beginning of the quarter.
That was 13-9, so each team scored one.
Timmerman hands off to Dawson. Now Maurer back to Timmerman near side. Cross-court pass to Spencer. Got knocked in midair, out of bounds. It'll stay with Northview.
Well, Coach Key's talking, telling them, hey, run the freaking play. Run the play.
All right, there we go. Call to play. Timmerman near side. Chest pass to Spencer. Spencer will drive back up to Maurer. Hands off to Timmerman. Driving in. Kick out. Got an open three for Pierce, and they ran
set
a play.
Feet.
Look at that.
She set
got
her
it
feet,
to go.
Took a deep breath and got it in. 15-14 on the Great Dane scoreboard, Corey.
Yeah, man. We're going to take a break. Full timeout. Coach Keys, you're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. Come celebrate the big finish 2020 with some savings that are on the nice list. Employee Pricing Plus continues and now even includes some 21 models. Jeep Grand Cherokee, $275 per month. Jeep Renegade, $119 per month. 21 Ram, $1,500, $299 a month. Check out our inventory at YorkCDJRBrazil.com and see why no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
2:17 to go, coming out of the timeout. A big three made by Pierce there to make it a one-point game. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you here at WAMB at Terre Haute South High School.
We're going to repeat it tomorrow night at Northview, Corey, on air at 7:15.
Hatfield has it. Dishes the pass off, back door to Evans, left corner. She'll pump fake and drive. Nearly stripped away, just kind of threw it up and it went in.
Who was that? Was that?
And Evans just shrugged as
Evans?
She ran down the floor.
Yeah, Evans just threw it in like, I know what I'm doing, coach.
Spencer to Maurer, down three. The Knights have it under two to go until half. Pierce, catch and shoot three to tie it. Got it. Nothing but net. Pierce is on fire now.
Takes her time, takes a deep breath. Now she's got a little confidence, and let's see what the Knights can do here to finish out the first half.
90 seconds remain on the Great Dane scoreboard. Good defense by Timmerman. Down low and
timeout South.
Timeout South. Big thanks to Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are a neighbor. We'll take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. And we'll go in and keep it here. Minute 27. 17 tied all. Brad, quick timeout. With Northview, I think it's easy to say, what are they doing? Well, they're running plays, and they're actually running them now.
Well, and Tara's taking her time. She's shooting the ball from a stance, not from a run. You know, and that Macy needs to do the same thing. She's rushing everything. So.
It'll be Lady Braves ball coming out of the timeout.
Foul situation for the Knights. Four fouls. Got nobody with two. I guess they corrected the Maurer only had one. Pierce has one. So
Shipley will inbound underneath. Gets it to Hatfield quickly, and Spencer comes in and tries to take it away. Quick whistle evolves into a jump ball. It'll stay with the Lady Braves.
Hatfield plays really well for the Braves.
Hatfield will have it on the left wing. Chest pass, Shipley. Down low now. Dancing with it. Back to Hatfield. Kick out left wing. Catch and shoot three.
Dawson blocked it.
Yeah, partial block again. And I believe a travel be called on Pierce. Coach Keys doesn't agree.
She got rid of it. She got rid of it. That coach has got a good argument there. That's her first turnover. Sixth turnover for the night.
Minute 12. Tied at 17. Hatfield will have it. Dishes off to Evans. They're moving it around the perimeter. Near side to far side. Trying to get thrown offensive play up. Hatfield again. Pump fake. Spencer guarding. Moving it around. Now inside. Right hand baby floater. Got it to go for the Braves. And that was, I believe,
Paige Baldwin.
Paige Baldwin,
25.
Yep.
That's her first 2 points of the game.
Lady Braves lead by two. Both teams getting a little momentum here. Spencer to tie. Puts up the right hand. Got it. But a foul will be called before the shot. And it won't count, so the Knights will have it underneath.
Coach questioning the call, and here we go. He says it's out of bounds. Foul's on Shipley. That's her first. The Braves' sixth foul. So it'll be bonus for the Knights if they get fouled here.
And Pierce will throw it in. Off to Dawson, near side corner, on top to Timberman. Timberman, dribble handoff. Spencer, 15-footer, bank shot, banks open, tied at 19.
I think she called it, though.
The Braves have it with 24 seconds until halftime. Spinning around with it, Shipley. Out to Baldwin, 15-footer, got it. 15 seconds.
Knights got to tie it up here going into the half.
21-19. Under 10 to go. Timberman has it. Now Maurer to Pierce. Pump fake. Pierce takes a three for the lead, and it'll be an air ball. The buzzer will sound, and we'll go to the halftime break. 21-19. Brad Wallace, myself, I believe we have a commissioner's report with the coach, Bob Lovell. You're listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
For 120 years, Great Dane has led the industry by creating premium transportation solutions.
It takes later in the week.
Our champions are a valuable part of what make our products a success. In Brazil, we are driving innovation and accelerating technology. We need dedicated people to keep our trailers and truck bodies moving forward. By joining our team, you will earn competitive pay, health benefits, insurance, 401k, and more while working in an environment that places safety first. With advancement opportunities, training, and tuition reimbursement, the road for your career is wide open. Come be a part of a legacy of excellence which began in 1900 and continues today. Call Human Resources at 812-448-6267 to get started on your journey. And go for great.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
Okay, let's just try not to embarrass ourselves and everything will be fine.
Sure, totally. Is that a Pepsi vanilla?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Please, not here. Not now.
Oh, too late. Steve. It's flavor time, baby, and we're coming to you live with the smoothest cat in the city, Pepsi Vanilla.
No, it's not flavor time.
With a flavor so rich and a taste so smooth. It's delicious. It's refreshing. It's the bee's knees, the cat's pajamas, the fox's socks.
And I'm pretending I don't know you.
I think it's about time to take a call from the biggest flavor fan of the day, Steve.
Dude, seriously, does this always have to happen when you drink Pepsi Vanilla?
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Pepsi Vanilla, now available in zero sugar. That's what I like.
You can help make a difference for a local child when you buy Pepsi products this holiday season. Look for the Pepsi Toys for Tots displays where you grocery shop. A portion of all sales for Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and more will go right back into the Wabash Valley's Toys for Tots.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com.
Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back here at the halftime show, Corey Clark, Brad Wallace with you. Dave Crooks back in the WAMB studio. 21-19, Brad. Terrell South has the lead by two. Little sloppy basketball, but towards the end there for the Knights and the Braves, it looks like it picked up a little bit.
Yeah, the Knights, Tara Pierce hit the two threes back-to-back to draw us back into this ballgame, Corey. But I'll tell you what, Zeta Hatfield, she's doing really well for the Braves. She leads all scorers with 13 points.
And then Hatfield 13, you said?
Yeah, Hatfield's got 13. Scoring for the Knights, 9 for Audrey Spencer, 8 for Tara Pierce, 2 for Macy Timmerman for a team total of 19. 4 for the Lady Braves, 13 for Hatfield, 4 for Paige Baldwin, 2 for Kirsten Padgett, and off the bench, Neera Evans with 2 for the Braves. Foul situation, the Braves 16 fouls, 1 for Hatfield, 1 for Shipley, 1 for Padgett, 2 for Carmen Ellis, and 1 for Neera Evans for the Knights. Pierce with 1, Spencer with 1, Maurer with 1, and Emma Dawson with 1. Turnovers, the Knights committed 6 turnovers, and the Braves with 9.
And we do have another half of basketball to play. 5 minutes till that. We'll break down what we saw in the first half and what we want to see in the second half for both these teams right now. On the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Terre Haute South 21, Northview 19 on Timeless Classics WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
How many times have you noticed an obituary for a friend on social media to learn you must be a subscriber to read it? WAMB has heard your complaint, and we are doing something about it. Visit WAMBradio.com anytime and read obituaries from Clay and Vigo counties. Click the news link, and the drop-down menu will give you access to obituaries anytime for no charge. It's a service of Moore Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Brazil, serving Clay County since 1885.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Well, first half of basketball after a 30-plus day hiatus for the North Unites is complete. 21-19, the Lady Braves lead by 2 here at Terre Haute South High School. Brad and I will be back tomorrow for a home-and-home series. Back at Northview, Terre Haute South will be in action there. Friday, we have a boys-girls doubleheader for the boys' season opener against West Vigo on air at 5:45. Saturday, we are at Sullivan for a 1:30 p.m. tip, 1:15 pregame.
Corey, shooting-wise for the Knights, really good from the free throw line, 4 for 4 with Timmerman 2 for 2 and Tara Pierce 2 for 2. From the paint, 3 for 10 for the Knights and 3 for 13 from behind the arc. 4, your Terre Haute South Braves, 1 for 4 from the free throw line, 7 for 12 from the paint, and 3 for 7 from behind the arc. And that Zeta Hatfield, 2 for 4 from behind the arc for the Braves, and leading all scores with 13.
What'd you see compared to the first quarter, compared in the beginning of the second quarter to the halfway point of that, leading up to halftime for the Knights?
We ran an offensive set. Coach Keyes finally got them to at least make a couple passes and a couple cuts, and You know, and that's the thing. They want to come out and play ISO because that's what they've been doing the last 30 days. They've been either playing at the YMCA, playing at a friend's house, or playing at home. And, you know, when it's not organized that well, I've sat up there and watched a lot of these girls play with the boys up at the YMCA, and it's whoever's got the ball is going to shoot it or take it to the rim. And
yeah.
They all think they're, you know, they're going to score, and they've got to get that mentality. There's five players on the floor for a reason per team. That's because it takes five to have team basketball, and you can't run a play with yourself.
Second half, you want to see a little bit more of that too?
I want to see the Knights slow down.
Okay.
You know, we've turned the ball over in transition. We've made bad shots. You know, I'd love to beat the girl to death in her head so many times. Audrey Spencer, I love the girl, and I tell her, you're an outstanding basketball player when you play to your IQ. She's not tonight. She's letting the IQ, her IQ set on the bench, and she's out there playing with all athleticism. When you steal the ball, but there's three opponents in your way, you can't go to the rim. You got to rely on your team and slow it down and make a possession out of it.
Big thanks to Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. A minute till we get back on our way for the third quarter. It's 21-19. Terre Haute South, last break here on the Halftime Show on WAMB.
There are times in your life when you need some advice. When you need someone to get you through it all.
We're here talking with Mike Ellis with Ellis Law. I heard there are Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcies. What's the difference?
Well, actually, in bankruptcy, either Chapter 7 or 13, there's two types of debts. There's secured debts and unsecured debts. Secured debts are debts that have some collateral attached to it, like a house or a car, furniture, or appliance, some of them of value, where you purchase that property or pledge the property, you're making payments on it. Unsecured debts are the opposite. Those are the charge cards, the medical bills, hospital bills, signature loans, that laundry list. In Chapter 7, called a liquidation bankruptcy, we actually discharge those debts totally. In a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, it's a reorganization where we actually take your payments and pay back a portion of that debt over a five-year payment plan. So whether you're facing bankruptcy, whether it be a 7 or a 13, give Ellis Law a call at 234-9000.
In times like these, you need to call Mike Ellis.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Well, Brad, we're about to begin the second half of action here. At Terre Haute South High School, it's 21-19. Braves have the lead. Where are the officials, though?
Oh, they're taking a nap. Cotty's probably in there telling jokes. But we can play without them. The girls will do just as good.
Waiting for the officials.
Well, Corey, like we said, you know, the girls got to slow down and play an offensive set. Tara Pierce and Audrey Spencer's got to take their time and play to their potential. So the AD's going to go find the officials.
Did they get locked in?
They might be. No. No. But no officials to start. Here they come. Everybody in the stands, start clapping. Oh, wait, there ain't anybody here. Here they come.
Officials are walking in. Everybody's ready. They throw the ball at him.
Cotty was combing his hair. We had to wait on him. So. He was probably trying to find the bean in his whistles, what he was doing. Probably dropped it on the way out of the gym.
21-19, begin the third quarter. Here we go. North, you'll go right to left on the radio dial.
Slater and DeMoss done it long enough. They don't need a whistle.
Pierce will bring it up the floor. Now it's Spencer near side. Off to Pierce. Down low to Dawson.
Run a play, and it should have worked.
Couldn't get it to fall. Too strong. Ball's loose. Fought for. It'll be a jump ball, but Braves ball.
Well, Dawson had it, Hannah, and she threw it high up, and good set play, but just couldn't execute.
Now the Lady Braves will take it left to right with the possession and the lead by two.
That's one of them in a post game. If the Knights lose by two, Coach Key's going to say, those are the bunnies you got to make.
Baldwin will drive, kick out to Hatfield, long three, nothing but net.
Zeta Hatfield, 16 points for the Braves.
24-19, five-point lead. Timberman near side, gets it off to Maurer, volleyball line extended, up top to Spencer. Spencer will dish it near side. She'll get it right back. Spencer dribbles with it up top. Now gets to Dawson. Waiting for the play to develop. Maurer nearly lost it. She'll drive. Ball gets kicked. No call. Spencer gets it in the corner. Catch and shoot three. Too far to the left. Ball's loose. Out of bounds. Lady Braves ball.
Audrey Spencer, catch and shoot there.
Big thanks to PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, and they're proud to be part of this community.
Pizza King postgame show coming at the end of this one, Corey.
Yeah, we'll do that, and we'll give away our Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. Right hand by Baldwin off the mark. Dawson gets the rebound. Now it's Spencer. Coach Key's telling him to go. Spencer, far side right block, drives right hand, kissed it off the glass to go.
11 points now for Audrey Spencer, the sophomore, and they cut the lead down to three.
One possession game. Hatfield open for three again. She left it short. Now it's Spencer, one-on-one of Hatfield downfield. She'll drive, put the left hand, got it. It's a one-point game.
Audrey Spencer now 4 points here in the first 2 minutes of the second half.
Kick out, Braves three, got it. Back on top by four. Quick timeout by Terre Haute South, 27-23. We'll take one with them. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Winter is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Trying to run a comb.
And we're back here at North Terre Haute South High School. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you. Dave Crooks back in the studio. 27-23 coming out of a Lady Braves timeout. It'll be Northview basketball as they trail by four.
I thought we were going to see the first tackle of the game as the Terre Haute South coach went out trying to get a timeout. And I thought he was going to take coach or the official DeMoss out.
Under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Dawson on top to Spencer, swings it to Pierce. Pierce tightly covered. Dribble handoff, top Spencer, open three, got it. 27-26.
Had time to set her feet, and Audrey Spencer with 16 points to lead all scorers right now for the Knights.
27-26, Knights trying to get a stop. I don't think they've led in this game yet, have they?
No.
Hatfield, she's a big reason why. Puts up a five-footer. Difficult shot. No good. Ball's loose. Fought for on the court, it'll be a jump ball. Knights basketball.
Good hustle there by Dawson. Both of them, the Dawson twins.
The Knights have a chance to take the lead. We've said that a lot tonight, but.
Braves' biggest lead's only been five. Yeah. I mean, it's been a good contest. Only 27-26. Low-scoring affair for tonight.
Spencer will drive, puts it up, got the lead for the Knights for the first time on the right block.
Audrey Spencer with 9 points in 3 minutes in the third quarter.
28-27, 5 minutes to go in the third.
Matches are total for the first half.
On top, driving, taken away, Timmerman. And she'll fall down, continues to dribble, though, gets back up.
And gets fouled. Oh, steps out of bounds.
They're going to say she stepped out of bounds.
She was pretty close, but good hustle there by Timberman.
Good energy.
It's a turnover for both teams, so.
4:48 to go in the third. Timberman playing tight D.
And moving screen, that's going to be on Padgett. Kirsten Padgett, and that's going to be her first team's, or her second team's first.
Tonight's lead 28-27 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Chance to increase Audrey Spencer, who has now 18 in the game. Spencer drives. How about make that 20? No, she'll miss the open look. Probably one of the easier shots she's had in this half.
The coach did not like that call.
Coach Keys?
No.
Oh.
Or is it Coach, how do you pronounce his last name? Is it Stahl?
Yeah. 28-27, catch and shoot, 15 off the baseline for Terre Haute South. No. Rebounded by Spencer. Now she's pushing it all by herself. Puts up the floater, drops down, pops out, ball's loose. And there'll be a foul
on Hannah Dawson. That's going to be her second. Knight's first. Yep. Good hustle foul by Dawson.
Fighting for the rebound. A couple of Spencer shots have just gone in and out. Left to right, Shipley. Off to Baldwin. Baldwin will drive on three defenders. They're going to call a foul on the shot.
That's going to be on Spencer. Yep. Reach down on her.
How many fouls is that on her, you said?
That's two on Audrey.
At the free throw line, Baldwin drops it in. Nothing but net to tie it up at 28 apiece. Big thanks to many of our sponsors, including Morris Manufacturing. Join their team. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil.
Both free throws made by Paige Baldwin. That gives her 6 points, and the Braves retake the lead 29-28 with just under 4 minutes to go on your Great Dane scoreboard.
Knights trying to retake it with Timmerman, who gets it off to Pearson. Open look, three, and it rims out. On top by one, Hatfield has it. Step back, crossover, 15, nothing but net.
Practice that move a lot in the driveway, I can see. Three-point lead for the Braves.
31-28, if I tried that move, I'd break or tear an ACL probably. Timmerman, far side wing. Hands off to Pierce. Dribbles it to Hannah Dawson on the free throw line. She'll dribble it out near the volleyball line now.
Good basketball
here
by the Knights.
Slows it down to Spencer. Spencer, now Timmerman. Timmerman will drive, loses it. Hatfield comes up with it. Up ahead to Baldwin. Has a chance to go up by five. She'll miss the layup, but a foul on the shot. So Baldwin will go back to the free throw line.
Ooh, hard foul, too, by Dawson.
Yeah.
That's her second.
3:08 to go in the third, 31-28.
Baldwin just made two free throws. She's going to have a chance to do it again.
And she'll miss the first. Who said the broadcaster jinx isn't real? 31-28, make it a two-possession game still if she makes the next one. And she won't. Still a three-point deficit here for the Knights as Audrey Spencer brings it up.
A lot of basketball left here.
Spencer near side. We'll dribble up top. As we're waiting patiently, remember you're home for Indiana University. The IU Hoosiers is 105.5 Jack FM. Timmerman drives right baseline. Patient with it.
And good defense by the Braves.
Yeah. Now Spencer up top. Spencer drives. Drives on four defenders. Still gets a foul on the shot. And she'll go to the line for two attempts.
I think this can be on Hatfield. Nope. Number 12, that's Shipley. That's her second. One on five. Audrey's got to slow down there and just be patient.
Chance to make it a one-point game. Spencer's first is in and out. Big thanks to Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Spencer makes it a two-point game with a second free throw to go in. 2.5 remaining in the third quarter. On top of the arc. Now near side, pads will drive, puts up the right hand, in and out. Ball's loose, Braves get it, puts it up, and got it to go.
Padgett strong to the hoop.
Back to a four-point lead where the Braves have sat comfortably a lot this game. Spencer near the volleyball line, gets it off to Timmerman. Timmerman will drive, right hand blocked from behind by Hatfield. Hatfield brings it up the floor. Off top to, believe, Ellis.
Audrey Spencer picks up her third foul.
And Ellis will go to the line for two.
Coach Key's got to leave her in there now, though.
Is that her third, you said?
Yeah, it's her third foul, but.
You get five.
So going to the line is Baldwin.
No, that's Ellis.
Or Ellis. Carmen Ellis.
Yeah, Carmen Ellis at the line.
Hey, Lumberjack through.
Now Ellis will go for the second attempt. To make it a five-point lead, she'll miss it. Rebounded by Dawson. Now Audrey Spencer will bring it right to left on the radio dial. Chest pass to Timmerman. Timmerman up top to Dawson, back to Spencer. Spencer near the free throw line, spins, back pedals to Pierce. Open three, leaves it short. Hatfield now left to right in transition, driving, right hand fading away, can't get it. Hannah Dawson with the rebound.
Hatfield forced that shot up, Corey, and that's the first time I've seen her do that tonight.
A lot of them don't look for us because she makes them. A minute 18, the third remains, down four of the Knights. Audrey Spencer will take her time. Hands off to Macy Timmerman near the volleyball line.
Corey, these new uniforms for the Knights are very nice. I like them.
I like the dark gray. Give and go to Spencer down low. That looked like the old play back when they had Jenny Lundy on the squad.
That was Tara Pierce with the nice assist.
Down two now. Braves, partial block. It'll be a jump ball. Knights will get it. Going the other way on the jump ball.
Layup was blocked from behind by Emily Dawson. So Northview gets the basketball, trailing by two.
33-31, 48 seconds remain in the third. Timmerman, chance to tie or take the lead to go into the fourth quarter. She'll drive, looks for the tie, got an open lane, puts it up, and she'll leave it a little long, but she was fouled and will go to the line for a chance to tie it up.
Fouls on Carmen Ellis, her first. That's going to be the team's fourth. Two shots for Timmerman. Her first shot of the second half was there on that layup.
Macy puts it up. Got it to go. 33-32.
3 points for Timmerman.
And here comes Sydney Maurer.
All three coming from the charity stripe.
Audrey Spencer with three fouls. She'll come out of the game. Timmerman from the free throw line will get it to fall. We're tied up at 33 apiece.
All four free throws for Timmerman. That's her score for the game. Four from the charity stripe.
Going left to right. 30 seconds remain in the third quarter. Screen. Baldwin brings it far side. Taken away by Maurer.
Slow down. Slow down. Get your offense behind you.
Maurer comes up with a turnover. Spins away from the volleyball line. Now it's Timmerman. Chance to take the lead. Up top to Pierce. She has time. 12 seconds. Timmerman will slow it down and back it up. 8 seconds. 7. 5. Timmerman, far side wing. Step back three. Nothing but net at the buzzer. The Lady Knights go to the fourth quarter on top. 36-33 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Final quarter of play coming up here on Timeless Classics. WAMB.
Twas the days before Christmas and all through our towns. Shoppers were scurrying, they were running around. Have you started shopping to fill Santa's sleigh? Don't worry, there's still time before Christmas Day. But as gifts pile high under trees all around, a question remains, from where will they be found? Will you buy from a local business and spread lots of good cheer? Or will you click on a website and spend with someone from not even here? The choice is yours, and we hope that you might. Stay local, shop local, and to all a good night.
Hi, I'm Dave Crooks with Timeless Classics WAMB. As the holiday shopping season is upon us, you have a choice of where you will be purchasing your Christmas gifts. We're asking that you buy from our locally owned businesses when and if you can. When this COVID Christmas is over, it's our local businesses, not the out-of-town e-commerce companies, that will support our local communities, our local events, and our local youth. This holiday season, buy local. From all of us at DLC Media, happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Audrey Spencer of 21 points, Zeta Hatfield of 18. And we're tied. Oh, not tied. Timmerman hit a three when we were tied in the third quarter. Knights on top, 36-33, Brad.
Yep, good scoring there for the Knights. Audrey Spencer, 12 points just there in the third quarter.
Baldwin gets a near side to Shipley. Shipley tries to pass it. No look. Somehow Baldwin turned around in time to get it. Lost the ball nearly. Hatfield will drive. And as Brad said, a travel. Audrey Spencer will now come in. She has three fouls with 7:39 to go. Big thanks to Refreshment Services. They are distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. They can play keep away if they want. 7:39 to go.
Let's not try that.
Macy Timberman brings it across the timeline, going right to left on the radio dial. Timberman will drive. Right hand gets it blocked partially. Spencer with a rebound. Saves it off to Hatfield. Up ahead to Baldwin. Baldwin driving right hand. No good. Ball's loose. And picked up by Padgett. 18-footer air ball. Evans with the offensive rebound. And a lot of things going on here. Terre Haute South has the ball. Hatfield driving. 5-footer. Leaves it short. And ball's finally picked up by the Knights.
Hatfield forced another one.
Spencer, Timberman, three. Got it. Timberman back to back.
Timberman now with 10 points, two threes here in the last 13 seconds of basketball.
Hatfield now three to match. Won't be good. Audrey Spencer will come up with the board. 6.5 to go. Knights
biggest
with their
lead
largest
the
lead.
Yep.
Think alike, Brad.
Yeah. Biggest lead for either team. Now Coach Key says slow down.
I would too. Run a play. Spencer near side. Left wing. She'll drive. Drive. Head down. And she'll be fouled.
Bailout by the official because she took a couple extra steps. That's going to be on Baldwin. That's her third. So Spencer to shoot a pair. Back iron. Bend your knees and follow through, young lady.
6:23 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. A chance to now make it 5-point or a 7-point lead.
She makes this. I look for Coach Keys.
And
nope, she misses it.
0-for-2 from the line. 6-point game. Hatfield has it. On the volleyball line, guarded by Maurer. Dishes it off to Baldwin. Now Shipley taken away by Timberman in transition. Timberman will go all the way. She'll leave it short. Hannah Dawson the board. Fouled from behind. She'll go to the line for two.
Jump stop there would have got Macy Timberman a better look at the basket, plus possibly a foul on that. But fouls on Hatfield. That's her second. Team's fifth foul. So Hannah Dawson to take her first charity stripes attempts tonight.
Hannah Dawson now to give them the 40 burger. It's up and good.
Nice shot. Nice free throw there. Mechanics look great for Hannah Dawson. Nothing but net.
40-33, a chance to make it an 8-point lead. Got it.
Long way away from John Harrell, but we're starting to push the gas down, Corey.
6 minutes to go.
Taken away by Audrey Spencer.
Spencer taking candy from a baby will drive on Hatfield. Left hand, what a move. Double-digit lead at 10.
23 now for Audrey Spencer, the sophomore, and tonight's pull it away.
On the road at Terre Haute South here with 5:44 to go. Baldwin will drive, gave it off to Padgett behind her. Moves it around. Timberman, another steal by herself, right hand, and a 12-point lead for the Knights.
Macy Timberman finally gets a layup to go and got a timeout by Terre Haute South.
45-33 on the Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights haven't played in 30-plus days and they lead by 12. We'll take a quick break. 60 seconds here on WAMB.
There are times in your life when you need some advice, when you need someone to get you through it all.
We're here talking with Mike Ellis with Ellis Law. I hear there are Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcies. What's the difference?
Well, actually, in bankruptcy, either Chapter 7 or 13, there's two types of debts. There's secured debts and unsecured debts. Secured debts are debts that have some collateral attached to it, like a house or a car, furniture or appliance, some of them of value, where you purchase that property or pledge the property, you're making payments on it. Unsecured debts are the opposite. Those are the charge cards, medical bills, house hospital bills, signature loans, that laundry list. In Chapter 7, called a liquidation bankruptcy, we actually discharge those debts totally. And in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, it's a reorganization where we actually take your payments and pay back a portion of that debt over a five-year payment plan. So whether you're facing bankruptcy, whether it be a 7 or a 13, give Ellis Law a call at 234-9000.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
After the game, we'll have our Pizza King and Brazil postgame show where Coach Zach Keys will join us following the game. 45-33, 5:26 to go. Lady Braves down 12 with the ball. They're going to move it around the perimeter. Padgett now near side will drive. Loses it, taken away again by the Knights. Now it's Timberman, who could have taken it in transition, but would have been tough, so she slowed it down. Gives it off to Audrey Spencer. Finds Maurer, far side perimeter.
Five-game slowdown here for the Knights.
Five-minute mark. They're just moving it around quickly. Timberman volleyball line. Now Dawson. Up top to Maurer.
Just wait for an open cutter. Let them wear out.
Playing five wide right now. Just moving it around, cutting to the bucket. And they're going to call a travel on Audrey Spencer?
I don't know what he was looking at, but he wasn't no travel. He was looking at somebody besides Audrey Spencer. That was, oh my goodness. I don't know who he called travel on. Must have been himself. He said she did a LeBron James. He don't even know who LeBron James is.
If you don't know, Brad knows this guy. 45-33.
Everybody knows Brian Conte in the Wabash Valley.
Hand off to Hatfield.
He's like the governor.
Another near steal. They get it. The Knights come up with the turnover. Up ahead to Spencer. A long pass by Timberman.
Oh, it's got to be tipped. You ought to see this guy do football. You think this is bad? I seen him call a first down on a fumble.
45-33, 4:18 to go. Left to right on the radio dial. Hatfield has the ball. Driving on Maurer. Maurer of good defense, but somehow gets a shot to fall in.
Who was that? Chipley.
That's Hatfield.
Hatfield for two.
4 minutes. 10-point game. Up top to Dawson. Dawson finds Timberman in a timeout. Coach Keys, a smart one. They're going to talk this over. 60-second break. We'll take one with them on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview 45, Terre Haute South 35. 3:55 to go on WAMB.
For 120 years, Great Dane has led the industry by creating premium transportation solutions. Our champions are a valuable part of what make our products a success. In Brazil, we are driving innovation and accelerating technology. We need dedicated people to keep our trailers and truck bodies moving forward. By joining our team, you will earn competitive pay, health benefits, insurance, 401k, and more while working in an environment that places safety first. With advancement opportunities, training, and tuition reimbursement, the road for your career is wide open. Come be a part of a legacy of excellence which began in 1900 and continues today. Call Human Resources at 812-448-6267 to get started on your journey. And go for great.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Was the days before Christmas and all through our towns. Shoppers was
3:55 to go and counting, coming out of the timeout. 45-35, Northview on top on the road by 10. A little give and go to Hannah Dawson. She'll be fouled, won't get it to go.
That might be Hatfield's third foul as well.
But she'll go to the line for two attempts.
Yep, that's Hatfield's third, team seventh. Knights in the bonus from here on out.
Hannah Dawson will go to the line. She had her first two from the line the last time this quarter. The next one will be short, so it is real. My bad.
Yeah, you jinxed her. Thanks to everybody listening back home. Got a couple Facebook messages saying glad to hear us back on the air and opportunity with no fans in the stands for the parents to listen and the fans. Larry Fox listening live from the Elks in Brazil.
45-35, 3:40 to go. Hatfield will drive right hand. She's got back-to-back buckets. 8-point game. Terrell South wants them to, I'm going to guess,
man-to-man.
Now, Audrey Spencer with 3.5 to go. 8-point advantage for the Knights. They still got to try and score. Timberman will dribble around with it. Finds Pierce. Ball's loose, taken away by Hatfield. Hatfield will go in transition, and she'll be hacked from behind by Sydney Maurer.
Maurer hit the ball. That was, wasn't a good call, but.
Don't turn it over.
No. She's going to shoot two, Hatfield. Hatfield from the line is 1 for 4. So not the sure shot.
That'll be Maurer's second foul.
Yep.
Hatfield will miss the free throw.
So a chance to cut into the lead from with the clock stop, what the Braves need with 3:14 to go in the game.
No matter what, it'll stay a 3-possession game. Hatfield from the charity stripe. And in and out, no good. But an offensive board by Padgett. She'll just throw it up, no good. Rebounded by Hannah Dawson. Audrey Spencer, right to left across the timeline. To Pierce in the left corner, air ball. Board, it'll be fought for between both teams. Jump ball, it'll stay with the Knights underneath.
First time I've ever seen jump ball when a girl was behind the defender was behind the offensive person and tied it up.
Yeah. Under 3 to go. 8-point advantage for the Knights. Macy Timberman will dance with it. And a timeout will be called. Coach Zach Keys wants a 30. We'll take one with him. 45-37, 2:49 to go. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We got a good one here from Terre Haute South High School. The Northview Lady Knights on top 45-37 over the Terre Haute South Braves. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you. Dave Crooks back in the studio here on Timeless Classics WAMB. Brad, 2:49 to go.
And we get to do it again tomorrow night at Northview.
Back at home. Feels like it's been a long time. I mean, I haven't called a game in the home gymnasium in 2 years. Spencer, far side wing, will dance around with it, go opposite side. She'll drive to the bucket, right hand. Audrey Spencer with some authority to make it a 10-point lead.
Audrey Spencer now with 25 points, picks up the...
Hatfield got Maurer to do circles, but she'll miss the three.
And gets a rebound for Spencer.
He'll fight for it on the ground. Spencer rolls it ahead. It's got to be a foul, or it's a jump ball. Had her in an arm bar.
Coach Keys was hollering for a foul, a timeout, or a turnover or something.
10-point lead for the Knights, 2:19 to go. Shipley will inbound it on top to Hatfield. Hatfield guarded by Maurer, doing a good job. Throws it up, leaves it short, but she'll draw a foul. She leads in the contact, and that's where she gets it.
Yep. Good offensive movement there by Hatfield. Love the way the young lady plays basketball, Corey. She's a junior. You got the sheet there.
Senior.
Is she a senior? Okay.
Hatfield from the charity stripe gets it to go.
She finally gets a free throw to fall. That's her second free throw. She's got 23 points.
Hatfield again. She'll get it to go. It's an 8-point game.
24 now for Hatfield, and they're going to press.
Still a lot of time. Audrey Spencer will bring it up without a problem. Gets across midcourt. Spencer far side. Dances with it. Free throw line. Spins. It'll be a jump ball, but the Knights hang on to it.
Audrey dribbled right into the defender and picked up her dribble. I'd love to see her just sit down and watch her film of her play. So she can see what she's doing. Get it in.
They got to get it in. They will, just at the 4-second mark. And they give him a timeout after the ball was passed in. A minute 56. The Knights will take a 30. We'll take a 30 with them quick. 47-39. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
They'll get it in to Macy Timmerman. She'll drive in the bucket, go up, and she'll be hacked. So Timmerman will go to the line for two attempts with a minute 50 to go. A lot of clock stoppage here.
Yep. That's Hatfield's fourth foul.
One more for Hatfield, and she's fouled out of the game. What do you have her at now?
Who?
Hatfield.
For points?
Yeah.
She's got 24 points.
Timmerman will knock down free throw number one. Back up to a 9-point lead for the Knights. And make that a 10-point lead. Going left to right on the radio dial. Hatfield, top of the arc, step back three, in and out. Rebounded. Be fought for between Hannah Dawson and Baldwin. It'll be a jump ball and stay with the Braves underneath their own basket.
Timmerman hit both those free throws.
Yep.
That's what I thought. That's 14 now for Macy Timmerman. Pierce needs to score one more for double digits.
Padgett will get to Hatfield right wing. Back to Lindsay. He'll be blocked by Timmerman. Ball's loose on the floor. Whistle will be blown. Man, they're going to give a jump ball. It'll be Knights basketball with 94 seconds remaining.
Full court press here, man-to-man.
See if they can break it. Timmerman up ahead. Maurer all by herself. 51-39, and that might be it.
That's first 2 points for Maurer.
Now driving out wide. Ellis near the free throw line gives it to Hatfield, who will put up the right hand. Miss it. Opposite side rebound putback is up and through for Shipley. And now Terrell South will call a timeout. It'll be a fool. We'll take one with him on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview 51, Terrell South 41, a minute 13 to go on WAMB.
Okay, let's just try not to embarrass ourselves and everything will be fine.
Sure, totally. Is that a Pepsi vanilla?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Please not here. Not now.
Oh, too late. Steve. It's flavor time, baby, and we're coming to you live with the smoothest cat in the city, Pepsi Vanilla.
No, it's not flavor time.
With a flavor so rich and a taste so smooth. It's delicious. It's refreshing. It's the bee's knees, the cat's pajamas, the fox's socks.
And I'm pretending I don't know you.
I think it's about time to take a call from the biggest flavor fan of the day, Steve.
Dude, seriously, does this always have to happen when you drink Pepsi Vanilla?
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Pepsi Vanilla. Now available in zero sugar. That's what I like.
You can help make a difference for a local child when you buy Pepsi products this holiday season. Look for the Pepsi Toys for Tots displays where you grocery shop. A portion of all sales for Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and more will go right back into the Wabash Valley's Toys for Tots.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
A minute 13 to go here in the ball game. On top by 10. 51-41 for Northview. They'll have to inbound it. Full court pressure applied. And it'll be a 5-second violation.
Turnover Knights. So, wow. Coach Key's not happy with Audrey Spencer on that one.
Terrell South will inbound it now underneath their own basket. Gets it on the right side to Ellis. Swings it. Shipley, left corner three. Got it to fall. It's a 7-point game with 1 minute to go. Timmerman. We'll get the inbound pass fairly quickly. Brings it up the floor. Fouled from behind by Ellis.
She'll go to line and shoot one and bonus.
Yep. And Timmerman's been pretty good from the free throw on here tonight.
Second foul on Ellis. 18 foul. 7-point game. Timmerman needs to hit both these. She's 100% from the line. 6 for 6.
First is up, rolls around, no, it'll miss. So 7-point deficit for the Braves, and they have it. Hatfield will drive right hand, fouled and count it with a bucket Chance to make it a four-point game with 50 seconds to go, just when this thing looks like it might have been over 10 seconds ago.
We've seen this before. Knights with a 12-point lead with 2 minutes to go, and the Braves have battled back in here. Hatfield from the line is good. Three-point play, and the Knights got to get it in.
Try and get it in, and no, Hatfield takes the inbound pass, puts up the right hand. It's a one-possession game. Two-point game up ahead to Timberman. Timberman will drive, right hand, leaves it. Dawson offers the putback, got it to go. 53-49, Hatfield three, got it. Oh, man, Hatfield, ice in her veins. 53-52, Coach Keys and company have 28 seconds till this one's over, Brad.
They got a foul right away. It's Terre Haute South. It's a 30-second timeout. So Coach trying to figure out what's going on here with the inbounds.
He gets really excited, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
What are you saying if you're Keys right now?
Get the ball in, make them foul you. 28 seconds. They got to throw it deep because nobody's staying back.
Yeah. Obviously, the one taking the shots on the other end is Hatfield.
Yep. Yeah, and, you know, she's hit the free throws now. She struggled in the first half, but, you know, she's a team player. She's senior leader. Got this Braves team on her back right now and brought them right back in this. They're on a 13-2 run.
Big thanks to Ellis Law. One call does it all for legal matters large and small. Call Ellis Law today for your free consultation. 812-234-9000.
Knights inbound. Tara Pierce can run the baseline. So let's see what Coach Keys drew up. Just need to get it inbound.
Pierce will lob it ahead to Timberman. Timberman in transition will get fouled from behind.
She's going to go to the line.
Was that Hatfield?
No, it was number 12. That was Shipley, her third.
Hatfield does have four, so she next foul for her, she's out of the game. Timberman missed her last opportunity. This is still a 1-1. 53-52. Knights on top by one. Timberman makes the first one. 54-52 on the Great Dane scoreboard.
Got to make this one. Got to make this one, Mace. Come on, young lady.
Timberman makes it a three-point game. 55-52. Got to guard Hartfield.
Clock ain't running. Clock.
And now it is. Braves 22 seconds on the near side. Dish it around. On top to Ellis. Ellis will throw it down low to
nice
Baldwin.
Defense.
Right hand. Despite the good defense from Dawson, it goes in. And Spencer will be fouled immediately, getting the ball with 11 seconds. 55-54. Knights on top by one. Going to the free throw line now, and I believe it's two free throws.
Yes, but it's going to be Audrey Spencer, and she struggled from the free throw line tonight as she's 1-for-4. Coach Keys got one timeout. Terre Haute South has zero. So 11.2 seconds go. Audrey needs to make both of these.
Spencer with some big free throws from the line.
Shooting two.
Puts it up and got it.
Good job, Audrey.
Grabbed the ball, did the spin, put it in, nothing but net.
Make this one count.
This is the big one. Spencer puts it up, and it's
good.
A three-point game.
Best they can do is tie it.
They can't call a timeout. 10 seconds, 57-54. Hatfield.
Knights could foul.
She'll drive, step back, three for the tie. Got it. Nothing but net. 57-57. 1.8 seconds remaining in Hatfield.
Should be 3 or 3.5 seconds on the clock. Let's see what they do. Yep, 3.2 seconds. So Coach Keys got his timeout called.
Plenty of time to get at least a shot off.
Should be about 4 more seconds on there.
It's only a 30-second timeout, but that was a big-time three from Hatfield.
On the last inbounds play, the clock was at 26 seconds, and they went across the timeline before they started the clock. So.
And I know it's quiet in here, but you see here all the time, that situation, do you foul?
Yeah, I would have fouled. I'd have fouled because the best they does tied it up.
We'll have to ask him if that was an option in the postgame show.
Yep. Well, he didn't have a timeout, and you know, but here we go, Corey. So it's a showdown. We got one opportunity. 3.2 seconds.
Trying to put 3.2.
They got it.
What does that do for you in that amount of time, Brad?
You can get it. You can get it. I mean, it takes 3 seconds to get the length of the floor. So
you don't have to throw a Hail Mary pass.
Yeah. So
who are you giving it to, Spencer?
I'm throwing it deep to Hannah Dawson. I'm setting a screen here on whoever is on Hannah. Lob it over the top. Let her get it and take it down. I mean, she's made her free throws, so we'll see what happens here. No timeouts left for either team. Four fouls for Zeta Hatfield.
We're tied at 57. 3.2 to go. Got the length of the floor to go, Brad.
Yep.
Pierce will inbound. Pierce gets it into Spencer. Spencer shoots half court at the buzzer.
No. Oh, it had a chance.
Off the front of the rim, and Brad, my favorite words, going to overtime.
Bonus basketball.
We'll take a break. Come right back here on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Well, we're going overtime. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you here on Timeless Classics, WAMB. It came from Hatfield at the buzzer. And even before that, she went on a run there in the last minute of gameplay.
Yes, she did. 27 points, though, for Audrey Spencer. Hannah Dawson picked up four there in the fourth quarter, two for Sydney Maurer. Macy Timmerman with 9 points in the fourth quarter.
Tip-off's underway, and the Knights will start with a four-minute clock. Overtime period number one, as if they weren't fatigued enough. Timmerman will drive far side, put up the right hand, partially blocked. Maurer gets the rebound. Inside to Dawson. Fadeaway jumper, Hannah Dawson with a soft touch. 59-57 on the Great Dane scoreboard. And you said it off air, Brad, but Hatfield, she fouls once, she's done. And she'll drive in and just kind of throw up a funky shot and draw the foul.
She had 16 points in the fourth quarter. 16 points. She has 34 for the game. Seven for Shipley, seven for Padgett, six for Baldwin.
Hatfield puts it up and misses. So no matter what, the Knights will walk away from this with the lead. Hatfield puts it up and through. 59-58, 3:29 to go. For the Knights, Timmerman across the timeline here at Terre Haute South High School. Timmerman, far side on the wing. Penetrates, drives, has to get it away. Will on the baseline at Dawson. On top to Spencer. Spencer will slow it down. On top near the volleyball line. Spencer behind the back. She's in trouble. Just throws up a fadeaway. How did she get that to go?
Well, Audrey with 29 points.
Brad, Wallace, she just kissed it off the glass.
Knights lead by three.
61-58. Padgett to tie. Leaves it short. Rebounded. Audrey Spencer has to have double-digit rebounds.
Tipped it out of Audrey from behind. Audrey kind of looked like, where'd that come from?
And it'll be full court pressure by the Braves. 2:45 to go. Hey. Pierce will inbound it. Pierce off to Spencer with one hand, nearly lost it. She'll go right to left. Now it's man-to-man coverage by the Braves. Spencer dribbles around. 2.5 to go. Knights on top by three. Driving. Brings it back out. Had Pierce open. Didn't see her. She'll just put up a funky shot. Gets blocked. Maurer's there to clean it up. Misses. Ball is loose on the floor. Fought for by Timberman. Timberman will bounce it on the right baseline to Spencer, and they'll dribble it out. 2:10 to go. Macy Timberman covered tightly by Hatfield.
Hatfield's got to be careful.
I would attack her if I'm the Knights. Timberman up top to Maurer. Off to Audrey Spencer near the volleyball line. Under 2 minutes to go now. Spencer picks up her dribble. Finds Pierce. Far side. They're playing keep away. Back to Spencer. They're going to run a play now. Timberman right in front of us. Chest pass to Maurer. Maurer again to Spencer. Spencer, Euro step, and it goes in.
Audrey Spencer with 31 points for the Knights. 31.
Sat on the front of the rim forever. Sophomore. 90 seconds to go. 5-point lead. Hatfield step back three. This time, no. Timberman gets the board and.
Jump ball. Jump ball.
It will be. If Hatfield didn't get the ball there, that would have been her fifth foul. She ran directly into Timberman.
Yep. Followed her shot.
Braves ball underneath. Hatfield wide open. She'll pump fake drive 15 feet. Got it to go.
Hatfield with 38 points now for the Braves.
Maurer chest pass to Timberman. Timberman will bring it across the timeline. She's double teamed. She'll drive. Baby floater. And there will be a foul on the shot.
That foul is going to be on 25. That's Baldwin, her fourth.
104 to go. 63-60. Two big free throws from Macy Timberman. Timberman from the charity stripe, nothing but net.
Timberman so far 100% from the free throw line.
Didn't she miss that one and one?
No.
I thought?
No. Oh, yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yeah. She missed that one.
64-60. Hit the ones that matter, though. Up 65-60.
Chad Chrisman in front of us. Correcting the stare.
60 seconds to go.
Knights up by five.
Shipley off to Hatfield. Dancing with the basketball.
Turns
lost
it.
Ball's loose. Picked up by the Braves. And they're going to say she stood
yeah,
up.
Yeah, she did. It should have been travel. And she did.
50 seconds to go. Knights up five with the ball. Pierce will throw it in from a stack. Has Dawson wide
That's
open.
That's what I thought they would do.
Got
at the
it
end
in
of the
transition.
Game.
And she'll be blocked from behind with a foul. She'll go to the line for two.
I figured that's what we'd do on that last one, and Coach Keys didn't.
They had her open.
I know.
But
I
the
know.
Official didn't give her the ball in time.
Yeah. Well, she broke too soon.
Yeah. One timeout for each team. 48 seconds, 65-60. Dawson a chance to make it a 7-point lead.
2 for 4 from the stripe. Nothing but net on that one.
66-60. Keep it locked in for our Pizza King and Brazil postgame show. Your official WAMB Northview postgame show. Make them your go-to place to eat after the game by calling in your order at 812-420-3650.
Dawson hits them both, Corey, and that extends the lead to 7 with 48.3 seconds to go.
Hatfield, though, she has the ball, drives on Dawson, puts up the layup, timeout. Braves will take one with them. 67-62, 60-second break here on Timeless Classics W. AMB.
Brazil Pizza King is your official Northview Knights WAMB postgame sponsor, and Brazil Pizza King should be your go-to postgame meal. Hi, this is Bill Wells, partial owner of Brazil's Pizza King. Are you and the family hungry and tired of going through a drive-thru after the game? Pizza King is now open. Stop by Brazil Pizza King after the game. Come for the tradition and great pizza and stay for the awesome atmosphere. Brazil Pizza King proudly supports your Northview Knights.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is the complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Winter is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
42 seconds to go in overtime, period number one.
Zeta Hatfield, 40-point score in this game.
Wow. Hatfield has 40. Spencer has what?
Spencer has 31.
Timmerman gets it in, and they're going to call her for a travel for Coach Keyes to get in. We saw this last quarter.
Yep, they did it. There's more time on the clock right now.
But as you heard, Spencer has 31. Hatfield has 40 points. They'll give Spencer a quick breather.
Chad Christman and I both think that Hatfield may have the single game most points scored for the Braves.
67-62 on top to Hatfield. Hatfield, three. Why not? She got it. She has 43 points. It's a two-point game, 28 seconds. Timmerman has it. She'll throw it off the knee of Hatfield. 43 points, Brad. Between the two, what is that, 74 points combined?
Yeah. Been a fun game to watch.
Pierce will inbound it, lob it ahead to Maurer. Maurer will drive. Right hand gets hacked on the right block, and Sydney Maurer will go to the line for two attempts.
Maurer's not shot a free throw tonight. Fouls on Pageant. Her fourth foul. Coach not happy for Terre Haute South on the foul calls.
Maurer puts it up and got it.
Sydney Maurer with that high arcing.
Need this next
free throw,
one, though.
And that's 3 points for Maurer.
On top by three to go up by four. And she got it. Sydney Maurer coming up clutch. Hatfield. And her 43 points on the three line, covered tightly by Maurer. Over on the near side, the Paget. 8 seconds. Northview's going to back off. Hatfield on top. Three at the buzzer. Air ball. Ball's loose. Buzzer will sound.
Knights get a win.
The Northview Knights will escape Hatfield's 43 points to win 69-65 in overtime. The Northview Knights, Brazil. Pizza King and Brazil postgame show coming up here on WAMB.
For 120 years, Great Dane has led the industry by creating premium transportation solutions. Our champions are a valuable part of what make our products a success. In Brazil, we are driving innovation and accelerating technology. We need dedicated people to keep our trailers and truck bodies moving forward. By joining our team, you will earn competitive pay, health benefits, insurance, 401k, and more while working in an environment that places safety first. With advancement opportunities, training, and tuition reimbursement, the road for your career is wide open. Come be a part of a legacy of excellence which began in 1900 and continues today. Call Human Resources at 812-448-6267 to get started on your journey. And go for great.
Brazil Pizza King is your official Northview Knights WAMB postgame sponsor, and Brazil Pizza King should be your go-to postgame meal. Hi, this is Bill Wells, partial owner of Brazil's Pizza King. Are you and the family hungry and tired of going through a drive-thru after the game? Pizza King is now open. Stop by Brazil Pizza King after the game. Come for the tradition and great pizza and stay for the awesome atmosphere. Brazil Pizza King proudly supports your Northview Knights.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
After a long, long game, Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with the final score in overtime. The Northview Lady Knights get to win 69-65. You are for our Pizza King in Brazil postgame show, your official WAMB Northview postgame show sponsor. Calling your order now at 812-420-3650. Brad, a lot of things were up, down, but in the end, Northview got a hard-fought win on the road.
Well, and I'll tell you what, free throws has been the key for the Knights. They made 15 of 20. From the charity stripe, 15 for 20 for the charity stripe. Balanced scoring with Audrey Spencer and Macy Timmerman both in double digits. So what a battle there for the Knights.
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
How's that? Yeah, you're going to go live. We got Coach Zach Keys on the postgame show brought to you by Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Coach, 30-plus days without playing basketball.
Yeah.
You had a small bench. Overtime. Had to be tired.
We were exhausted. No excuse. You know, we were up 10 there with a minute to go, and I felt like Macy was going to fall over. She was so tired. But you got to tip your cap to Zeta. She's unreal.
43 points.
That might be the best game I've ever seen her play.
Yeah.
She's an unbelievable basketball player. Let's be honest, we couldn't guard her tonight, but we did just enough. You know, I'm really proud of the group. You know, not playing in 30 days, we didn't know what to expect. We came out really, really, really slow, picked things up in the second half, and we're just able to find a way to score enough points in overtime, outscore Zeta.
And talk about Spencer, too. Once she decided to slow down there after the early part of the game, she had 31 points.
Wow, yeah, they were hyped. You know, before the game, I was trying to calm them down a little bit because we hadn't played so long. They were so excited to get the opportunity to play, and it showed in their play in the first, 16 minutes there. Just a little too amped up. You know, Audrey was a little too amped up. Once she calmed down, like you said, she really played a nice basketball game for us. Everybody did, though. You know, we played six kids tonight. Emily Dawson gave us huge minutes. Yeah. You know, a kid that's never even played varsity basketball, crunch time varsity basketball, really played. You know, she probably played 16, 20 minutes tonight and gave us great defense and just really proud of the group.
Well, now you got a familiar foe tomorrow.
Yeah, is there any way a kid can go back-to-back 40-plus? I hope not.
You better find a way. You got film on her now, don't you?
Yeah, boxing one or something, yeah. In the second half. First half, she struggled a little bit, but, boy, she come out there and put up 40. She put up 43 points, Zach, and I'll tell you what, she missed a lot of free throws. I got her missing eight free throws. She could have very well had 50-plus points.
Yeah, and I thought she did have 50. I don't remember anybody else scoring. But we'll do something different tomorrow, hopefully. But not a lot of time to adjust.
Before I let you go, I'll ask you one question, because you won. I can ask this. At the end of regulation, was there any thought of fouling when you were down three before Hatfield hits a three?
I think sometimes there are, but it's just if you haven't really, really worked on those situations, it's tough to foul. And if a kid's going to hit a step-back three-pointer to tie you, then
tip your cap.
You go to overtime and try to find a way to win.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you guys very much.
Yep, 30-plus days, the Knights get to win. That interview of Coach Zach Keys was brought to you by Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Brad, we're going to take a 30-second break. Come right back. We'll give away our Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. You're listening to the Pizza King of Brazil postgame show on WAMB.
Brazil Pizza King is your official Northview Knights WAMB postgame sponsor, and Brazil Pizza King should be your go-to postgame meal. Hi, this is Bill Wells, partial owner of Brazil's Pizza King. Are you and the family hungry and tired of going through a drive-thru after the game? Pizza King is now open. Stop by Brazil Pizza King after the game. Come for the tradition and great pizza and stay for the awesome atmosphere. Brazil Pizza King proudly supports your Northview Knights.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Big thanks to Coach Zach Keys for joining us for his interview. Let's go ahead and give away our Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent, Chad Schottmeyer, in Brazil, player of the game. Remember, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent, Chad Schottmeyer, in Brazil. Give him a call tomorrow at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote. Brad, I mean, it's pretty obvious who.
Well, you can't give it to the entire team, but they battled so much here in the second half. As we trailed at halftime, Corey, 21-19, took the lead there, 36-33 in the third quarter break, and then it was all tied up at the end of regulation. But Audrey Spencer, tonight's player of the game, the girl, she was balanced, scoring 5 in the first, 4 in the second, 12 in the third, 6 in the fourth period, but then came out and 4 there in the overtime to give herself 31 points. So the Chad Schottmeyer player of the game tonight is wearing number 30, scoring 31 points. The sophomore sensation, Audrey Spencer.
Oh, we got it right back tomorrow. Yep, back-to-back home-home series will be at Northview High School tomorrow. Brad, any last thoughts on first basketball action in 30-plus days?
Well, you know, we've seen two really outstanding basketball players here in the Wabash Valley and Audrey Spencer. And I tip my cap to Zeta Hatfield, just like Coach Key said, 43 points. You know, I remember a couple other girls scoring. The Paget girl was 7, Shipley was 7, 6 for Baldwin, and then 2 for Evans for scoring there for South. But, man, I'll tell you what, Hatfield put on a show, dropping 43 points, the old STP 43, the Richard Petty. And I'll tell you, balanced scoring out for the Knights. Can't discount Macy Timberman, 16. Tara Pierce was really hot there in the second quarter to bring us back. She ended with 8 points. 4 points for Hannah Dawson and 2 for Sydney Maurer, or 4 for Sydney Maurer when it came to the free throw. So, you know, pretty good shooting there by the Knights, 69 total points. So, yep, Corey, tomorrow night we get a rewind, reset, and redo it as we have the rematch, and I'm guaranteeing you Zeta and the Terre Haute South Braves are going to look forward to a rematch at Northview High School tomorrow night.
And a big shout out to Zeta Hatfield, who had 43 points in the final score. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark, big thanks to Dave Crooks, and thanks for tuning in to the Pizza King in Brazil post-game show. We'll be back on with you on the air tomorrow at 7:15 p.m. from WAMB. Big thanks to Dave Crooks, final score in overtime, Northview 69, 65 for Terre Haute South. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Be safe, everybody, from Terre Haute South High School on Timeless Classics WAMB.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. Morris Manufacturing, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Canteen is Brazil's home of excellence. Excellent Mexican food. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Pizza King in Brazil, your official WAMB Northview postgame show sponsor. Brazil Pizza King, your first stop after the game. Ellis Law, at Ellis Law, they do it all. Call 238-9000. And by Refreshment Services, your Pepsi Cola distributor in the Wabash Valley. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and make this broadcast possible. Tune in next time for Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Timeless Classics WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, a DLC Media Station.